Now I'd like to ask the boys and girls, members of our church school program, who'd like to join me for a few moments at the front of the sanctuary, and come and meet here. We need to leave this space open for the treble choir that's going to sing in just a minute. So just right around the middle here, okay? Good morning. Stay on this side. Have us stay on this side of the poinsettia, okay? How are we today? How are you, buddy? Are you sick or out? Okay, how is everybody? Gracious, thanks. Look at all of you here. Wow, what a good bunch. Okay, why don't you come this way just a little bit, because we need to leave that space open so the treble choir can sing for us in just a moment. Well, I got a feeling if you're like me, you're thinking ahead over the next few weeks, you're thinking a lot about presents, right?
Yeah,
one's you gonna get, one's you gonna give. That's fun, isn't it? Open up those presents and take whatever's out of that box and see what's there. Or look at the present you gave to somebody else and see how happy they are when they open it up and see what you got. So we'll be thinking ahead about that. And I know in 2 weeks we want you to do some things. In 2 weeks, we want you to bring two kinds of boxes here. Those Guess Your Table boxes that we gave out a few weeks ago to help people through our Unitarian Universalist Service Committee in other parts of the world. You bring those back here. And then also on that same Sunday, and church, there we go, newsletter about this. We are also going to be giving presents to people in the area who may not be able to get presents otherwise. We're going to do it through the National Pastoral Care Center. We want you to bring something in 2 weeks that we can then give to some other people in this neighborhood so they'll have a good and a happy Christmas, just like I know all of us are going to have. But I'd like to take a couple of minutes, too, to talk about some of the presents you get that you don't wrap up and that you don't take out of a box, but are still very important anyway. Because when I think about it, some of the best presents people gave me were ones you couldn't unwrap. You know, like times maybe when I thought I couldn't do something, and somebody encouraged me and said, yes, Steve, come on, you can do that. And then helped me get it done, and I felt real good when I'd accomplished it. Or maybe a time when I was feeling kind of sad or down or something bad had happened to me, and I needed some encouragement, and somebody went and sort of put their hand around me like so and said, it's okay, Steve, I'm your friend, and I'll help you through this, and we'll be okay. That was a very good present, too. So I want you to think, over the next few weeks, when you think about the presents you're going to get, think about the presents that don't always get unwrapped, that you can't open up, but are very important anyway. And I'm going to read just a little piece of something. This is what a minister friend of mine wrote about the kinds of presents I'm talking about, the ones you can't unwrap. He thinks back and he says, here's some of his presents. Night after night, my father playing catch with me in the backyard until it got so dark we couldn't see a ball. A minister who put his arm around me after my father died and kept it there for a long time. A friend who flew several hundred miles to visit me when I was sick. A buddy who went to see 3 movies with me on the same day. The nicest gifts people have given me have been ones that have helped me understand myself better. They've given me help in trouble and time and help in ordinary days. So think about those presents. And let's have another present from us that the treble choir is going to give for us now. They're going to sing. So we turn around and face this way. Stay seated. Stay seated. They're going to sing for us. Just stay seated and listen. Okay? And if you're in the treble choir, of course, you need to get up there by the piano.
Rebels are assembling behind the piano. I just want to let you know that our drummer this morning, I neglected to let Barb know this in time, is Sean Guidi of the famous Guidi Twins.